Jeremiah chapter 3. They say if a man put away his wife, and she goes from him and becomes another man's, will he return to her again? Will not that land be greatly polluted? But you have played the harlot with many lovers, and yet return again to me, says Yahweh. Lift up your eyes to the high places, and see where you have not been laid with and ravished. In the roads have you sat for them, like the Arabian in the wilderness, and you have polluted the land with your whoredoms and with your wickednesses. Therefore the showers have been withheld, and there's been no latter rain, and you had a whore's forehead, and you refused to be ashamed. Will you not from this time cry to me, my father, you're the guide of my youth? Will he reserve his anger forever? Will he keep it to the end? Look, you have spoken and done evil things as you could. Yahweh also said to me in the days of Hosea the king, have you seen what backsliding Israel has done? She has gone up on every high mountain and under every green tree, and there has played the harlot. And I said, after she had done all these things, turn to me. But she returned not. And her treacherous sister Yehuda saw it. And I saw, when for all the causes by which backsliding Israel committed adultery, I had put her away and had given her a bill of divorce, yet her treacherous sister Yehuda did not fear, but went and played the harlot also. And it came to pass, through the lightness of her whoredom, that she defiled the land and committed adultery with stones and stocks. And yet for all this, her treacherous sister Yehuda has not turned to me with her whole heart, but in a manner that is disappointing and deceitful, says Yahweh. And Yahweh said to me, the backsliding Israel has justified herself more than treacherous Yehuda. Go and proclaim these words toward the north and say, return, you backsliding Israel, says Yahweh, and I will not cause my anger to fall upon you, for I am merciful, says Yahweh, and I will not keep anger forever. Only acknowledge your iniquity, that you have transgressed against Yahweh your Elohim, and have scattered your ways to the strangers under every green tree, and you have not obeyed my voice, says Yahweh. Turn, O backsliding children, says Yahweh, for I am married to you, and I will take you one of a city and two of a family, and will bring you to Zion. And I will give you shepherds according to my heart, who will feed you with knowledge and understanding. And it will come to pass when you have multiplied and increased in the land in those days, says Yahweh, they will say no more the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh, neither will it come to mind, neither will they remember it, neither will they visit it, neither will they be done any more. At that time they will call Jerusalem the throne of Yahweh, and all the nations will be gathered to it, to the name of Yahweh, to Jerusalem. Neither will they walk any more after the imagination of their evil heart. In those days the house of Yehuda will walk with the house of Israel, and they will come together out of the land of the north to the land that I have given for an inheritance to your forefathers. But I said, how will I put you among the children, and give you a pleasant land, a goodly heritage of the hosts of nations? And I said, you will call me my father, and you will not turn away from me. Surely, like a wife treacherously departed from her husband, so have you dealt treacherously with me, O house of Israel, says Yahweh. A voice was heard upon the high places, weeping, supplications of the children of Israel, for they have perverted their way, and they have forgotten Yahweh their Elohim. Return, you backsliding children, I will heal your backslidings. Look, we come to you, for you are Yahweh our Elohim. Truly in vain is salvation hoped for from the hills and from the multitude of mountains. Truly in Yahweh our Elohim is the salvation of Israel. For shame has devoured the labor of our forefathers from our youth, their flocks and their herds, their sons and their daughters. We lie down in our shame, and our confusion covers us, for we have sinned against Yahweh our Elohim, we and our fathers, from our youth even to this day, and have not obeyed the voice of Yahweh our Elohim. End of chapter.